Max Smith is a bioethicist at Sunnybrook Hospital and North York General Hospital in Toronto, Canada. He's also a PhD candidate in the Dalalane School of Public Health and the Joint Center for Bioethics at the University of Toronto, where his research uses philosophical and social science research methods to explore the concept and role of social justice in public health. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Good afternoon, everyone. So I'm going to shift gears a little bit from codes, but I think my study that I'll be discussing here will provide some sort of substantive contribution to the idea or value of social justice that might ultimately inform some of the values or ideas or principles in the code itself. So I'm going to tell you about a study that I'm just in the process of completing that that tried to bridge the philosophical scholarship on social justice with what public health policymakers actually think about the value and how they negotiate that value in practice to inform how we could actually go about implementing or achieving social justice in public health practice. So I have no relationships to disclose. So the outline for the presentation, I'm going to provide a little bit of information about the research context and the problem first off. Then I'll go into a little bit about the about social justice very generally. Give a very high-level overview of what I see to be the problem with the theory and concept of social justice as it actually is used in public health. And then I'll turn to the empirical component of my study and describe some of the findings from what I heard from public health policymakers. So I think it's been pretty clear over the course of this conference from the ethics section for sure and from the broader conference that social justice is a ubiquitous value in public health. I think yesterday we heard in the code of ethics section that it wasn't even brought up as a value because it's just sort of taken for granted as being something that's so ubiquitous in our practice. Dating back decades, we see ideas that the dream of public health is a dream of social justice. The social justice actually forms the foundation of public health and public health practice, and that social justice values are deeply rooted in public health practice. So this is a common idea that you see expressed in the public health literature and certainly in the public health ethics literature. And of course, you do see it in policy and practices as well. So I'm from Canada. The Public Health Agency of Canada, which is our federal agency for public health, has a core competency statement for the practice of public health. So this is meant to say these are the competencies that public health practitioners ought to have. And right in the very beginning, there's a preamble, and it says important values in public health include a commitment to social justice. And it doesn't return to that idea or really express what it means for the other competencies, but it puts it right at the beginning. And certainly this is something that you can see in Nature, you can see it in a lot of different organizations across America, across Canada, across the world. And so this has led some scholars in public health ethics to say that really finding that suitable normative framework for thinking about public health ethics and policy requires us in the end to work out which account of justice we should prefer. So you could take that position or you could suggest that justice is just one of many values that are important for public health, but at least there's this idea accumulating that suggests that justice is very fundamentally important to how we organize and practice public health, and we ought to clarify what that actual account looks like, what the preference is there to guide our work. So of course, social justice is an idea that has a long pedigree in moral and political philosophy. We could go back centuries to see what great thinkers have thought about justice. But we can actually look more recently to scholarship of social justice in the context of healthcare. If you look to Norm Daniel's work to health more generally that he wrote later on, and several other contributions in the philosophical literature to really try to elucidate what are the moral and normative considerations for social justice in the context of healthcare, in the context of health, and in the context of public health policy and practice. So there's a lot of philosophical, theoretical literature here, and I don't think, and I think Dr. Schwartzman would agree from yesterday, that these aren't necessarily books that you would give to MPH students to read to really get them involved in trying to look at what ideas of social justice really look like. These are pretty dense philosophical texts, and you may need substantial philosophical education really to get through them and understand them. But nonetheless, the philosophers at least have understood that this is an important undertaking and have developed substantial contributions to what social justice should look like in the context of health and public health. So David Buchanan, in the late 2000s, said this in one of his papers, and I thought this was really great for catalyzing my study. He said that although the call for social justice is frequently voiced in public health, it's critically important for the field to address major differences in definitions of justice found among the general public. And I would add major differences that are found among public health practitioners, public health policymakers, politicians, healthcare providers. Each will have a different sort of idea of what social justice means, how it ought to be operationalized in practice. So it's important to actually understand what those differences look like, what the sort of ideas and values look like for different people in public health, if we are committed to this idea of social justice. So the general problem that just to sort of sum it up, that I'm addressing here, is that it's unclear which of the numerous normative considerations are entailed or ought to be entailed in our commitment to social justice. We can all agree, I think, that it is a commitment. We have this commitment to social justice, but it's not clear exactly what that means in general or for practice in particular in different areas. And while there's actually quite a bit of philosophical accounts emerging that provide some insight into these considerations, I'm not terribly sure that those insights are being well translated into practice, and it's not really that clear whether that those philosophical accounts cohere or align with what public health practitioners or policymakers actually think about the idea of social justice. So that's the general problem that my research is trying to address. So I'll move now to try to describe at a very high level what I'm talking about when I talk about social justice. So first of all, and I'm sure everyone's thought this already as I've been speaking, there's quite a bit of conceptual ambiguity about what social justice is. So social justice, distributive justice, or just justice in general are often used interchangeably, and they are by philosophers as well, and this is a point that they either defend or they articulate in some way. So it's not necessarily a problem, but I just wanted to make it clear that often these are used interchangeably, and that's fine. Sometimes there are distinctions made between these terms. But as well, we often see other terms used interchangeably with justice or social justice, like fairness, equality, and equity. So oftentimes, it's very difficult to determine what the distinction is between these different terms, if there's meant to be a distinction or not. And in some philosophical texts, you could find, you know, quite clear distinctions between these, but they're not necessarily distinct. And so this actually has may come from etymological ambiguity as well. So if you looked to classical Latin or Greek, you actually find that the terms for justice may actually equate to something like fairness or equity or equality. So this may be actually precipitating some of the confusion we have about what the distinction between all these ideas mean. And you often hear in practice, you know, equality isn't the same as equity. And this has been a big driving idea in the health equity literature. And I think that's important, but oftentimes you might find philosophers who say that's actually not true, that they are the same. So I think it's important that we actually try to clarify what these terms mean. And so I'm not going to go into it here, but I thought I'd point your attention to a paper I published earlier this year in the journal Public Health Ethics, which tries to clarify some of the ways that health equity, the idea of health equity, actually aligns with or may be discordant with ideas of social justice. So I just wanted to say that while my presentation is focused on social justice, I think a lot of the same ideas and arguments that I'm making have to do with health equity as well, and I'm happy to discuss that in the Q&A. So I think what is clear, though, for most practicing in public health is that we know social injustices when we see it, things that are patently unjust. So we see ideas like this, you know, the 80 wealthiest people have as much wealth as the poorest 3.5 billion people on the planet. This seems patently unjust. Things like income inequality, this is a graph called the Three Torontos. The different areas represent different socioeconomic status or income status, in different sections of the city. And things like global life expectancy. These are things, when we're talking about social injustice and health, I think we can all agree on, it's pretty clear. So we may be able to discern what is patently unjust in presentations like that, and I see them all the time in the context of public health. And we might actually be able to agree on some high-level abstraction of what we mean when we talk about social justice, like everyone should get their fair share, right? But as soon as we attempt to outline those tangible action-guiding implications of what that means, there's no principle that's universally preferred over others. And I'm sure if we surveyed this room, we would find distinctions made by everyone. So when we think about what is social justice, we want to ask questions like this, and different people will proffer different ideas of what these answers would look like. So what would actually count as an injustice? How should they be prevented or redressed? Which inequalities matter the most? What responsibilities do individuals have to prevent or redress injustices? And then what role should public health have in the prevention and amelioration of injustice? So different accounts of justice will provide different answers to these questions. And so just to give you a very quick background of the different considerations that may tend to lead you to different answers on that spectrum. So you may actually care about different material principles of justice or think that different material principles are important. So you might think that different goods in society like healthcare or income ought to be distributed to different people according to levels of need, according to utility, according to their level of deservingness, and so forth. You might actually think that the thing that we ought to be concerned about when we're talking about justice are resources like healthcare and money, could be opportunities, it could be health itself, right? So we might differ an opinion about that. We might consider the scope of justice to be universal, or we might actually think that different principles of justice actually ought to exist in different spheres or in different contexts. So maybe in chronic disease prevention, we ought to look at justice in a particular way that's different from how we look at justice in the context of public health emergencies. I won't get into this, but people talk about distributive justice, which looks at the distribution of resources, procedural justice, and relational justice, looking at ideas like oppression, domination, things like that. So you might be thinking about different things when you're talking about justice. And finally, you might concern yourself with a different pattern or basis of distribution of how people are treated or how we distribute goods in our society. So there's many different respects that we might differ about what we think is important for justice in the context of health. So I'll turn now to my empirical component of this study. So I thought I'd throw this up. David Miller's a political philosopher out of Oxford. He said, "The philosophy of justice cannot be separated from its sociology. Conceptions of justice make sense only when placed in their appropriate social context." I think this is an important point when we're thinking about social justice and our commitment to social justice in the context of public health. We should really try to situate it within the sociology of the practice itself. So I asked, how do public health policymakers understand and use the value of social justice, and how do those perspectives relate to philosophical discourses? Thank you. So I actually spoke to folks from two different divisions of public health to try to see if different norms of justice might actually be operating according to their area of public health practice, and I chose chronic disease prevention and public health emergency preparedness and response to do so. So I used interviews from public health policymakers at the municipal, provincial, and federal levels in Canada. So I can't present all of the findings here, but I thought I'd point to a few key findings. So first is that different discourses of social justice indeed do operate in different areas of public health practice. I heard quite different ideas of what is just according to where individuals practiced. Social justice was sometimes perceived as a constraint on the goals of public health, and that health equity dominates the discursive space related to considerations of justice when we talk about justice. But it was often interpreted in a pretty narrow manner that sort of cut off a lot of different justice considerations that may be beneficial to think about. So I'll provide a little bit more detail about those. So first, I thought I'd throw these quotes up. I thought they were pretty interesting. This just sort of pointed out that social justice really isn't in the discourse, in the vernacular of the folks that I spoke to. It's not a term that was used in the day-to-day. Nobody talks about social justice. I don't remember ever thinking about along those lines. It doesn't mean that it's not there, that the value's not there, but at least the term wasn't used. So just to provide a little bit of context about why social justice was often or sometimes considered a constraint on public health goals. So this individual said, "Using the words justice, equity, or fairness is usually as far as that conversation goes, and in most cases, rightly so, because it's too contested and would be very important, but distract almost to an extreme from actually getting things done at all. Public health barely has enough resources to do its core functions, and this is my personal view, is that I think it's foolhardy for public health to go off trying to reduce wage inequities when there's still outbreaks of measles happening in this province." And this was earlier this year, where measles was making a resurgence in Ontario. "The bigger picture social justice that we're going to solve world poverty I think if public health people want to do that, then they should go work in ministries of finance. This is an interesting idea given how much credence we give to the social determinants of health and intervening in the social determinants of health. I'll skip this. It's too pessimistic. We can come back to it if you like. But I wanted to illustrate that many different people really did understand that social justice has many different meanings, so this was great. Everyone I spoke to said, you know, it's something that's implicit, it has different meanings for different people. So that was a good finding to see, that this idea that we have a commitment to social justice that's sort of put in our value statement or our vision statement isn't going to have a uniform interpretation among different members, those practicing in public health. And often I got this response, the social justice is the same thing as we should all eat locally. These are normative motherhood statements, and I don't know what they mean in this case, public health emergency response. It's motherhood and apple pie, right? So it's something aspirational, we can sort of put the idea out there, but it doesn't really tell us anything about what to do. And I think that's problematic if we think social justice is a fundamentally important value for our practice. So I asked, if you're committed to social justice in your practice, what would you want to measure to identify how you're doing and promoting or achieving it? I sort of linked it back to evidence-based practice. And I got responses like this, which are genuine. It was laughter. I don't know. I couldn't imagine what you'd measure if you wanted to measure how we're doing in terms of achieving that. So I think this points to, and it's mandated in the province of Ontario to inject social justice into your practice, yet there's no discernible measure of how you would actually achieve that or what it would look like if you were to succeed. So health equity and social justice, these ideas were brought up sort of in concert. When I talk about social justice, individuals would often discuss health equity. And from my data, I was able to suggest that health equity was understood as a quantifiable, sometimes objective idea that was directly related to programming or something that's actionable. So if I'm going to implement a school nutrition program, equity has to do with that individual program and how people access the programming itself. Whereas social justice was considered more of a soft or subjective term. So social injustices would determine health inequities, but these are often upstream and beyond the scope of what public health is actually able to intervene upon to fix. So this quote sort of sums it up at the bottom. We talk about equity, but we don't talk about social justice. So it's more easy to talk about health equity, one of my participants said. It feels more proximal, it's neutral, it feels more quantifiable. Whereas moving from the discussion of health equity to unfair and unjust to talking about social justice requires that personal confrontation and unpacking about what are my biases, what am I not comfortable with, how do I feel about certain things. So that's where I think the conversation needs to deepen on the difference between health equity and social justice. This requires overcoming racism, gender bias, entrenched values and attitudes. So I think this really points to the more contentious nature of social justice, and maybe that's why there's not as much buy-in on talking about what this actually means for practice. Whereas health equity is something that we don't really need to confront those really difficult questions. We can talk about equal access. We can talk about getting equity in our programming. And finally, I thought I'd mention this distinction I saw between the two groups. So one individual who practiced in public health emergency response said, I think the concept of social justice, well, the concept doesn't change, but the application of it by its nature has to change in an emergency. And I don't know what's in the water for folks that are trained in public health emergency preparedness and response, but nearly every participant that I spoke to mentioned the term utilitarian. So this is something that they must be getting some sort of training. Thank you. So you see ideas about using your resources to save the most people. Simply put, is that social justice? I would say it is. Our main business, bottom line, save lives. It's about the one that can be saved and the greatest good. You know, so you see a lot of ideas like this coming out of the public health emergency folks that I spoke to. So I don't have enough time to contrast that with all the other data I have about chronic disease prevention, but suffice it to say that the discourses in public health emergency preparedness and response were really situated in that distributive paradigm, talking about what sort of goods and resources can be distributed to populations, and it paid particular attention to vulnerability and achieving the greatest good. Whereas the discourses for the chronic disease prevention folks that I spoke to were really situated in the relational paradigm that talked about marginalization, oppression, domination, and how these sort of longer horizons and how those types of social influences would actually lead to social disparities. So to conclude, I'll say that, and maybe this is where it links up to the code of ethics discussion, I think that social justice ought to be articulated in such a way that corresponds to practice. So we've got a great breadth of social, philosophical discussions about social justice. I think we actually need to see what social justice looks like in practice and maybe try to have a marriage of the two. The normative underpinnings of health equity and its relationship with social justice must be emphasized. So if a lot of our ideas about health equity rely upon some of our tacit sort of values about social justice, we need to make those clear. And normative theories, while of the philosophical theory about justice in public health, should further explore what local justice might look like in different public health contexts in order to consider the action guiding principles for practice. Thank you.